Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Friday, 12:10 here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Chad's off. I'm sure he's just embracing this beautiful Minnesota weather.
No, he's not.
No, didn't he take the time off so he could get out his winter coat?
No.
Hang out on the sunny side of the street like Lower Oaks.
These are research and development days, is what he calls them, which means he's in Arizona golfing.
Clearly,
he's golfing. Yeah,
yeah. You know, it is. It's downright balmy right now. 5 degrees, going up to a high of 12. How incensed were we about the New York Times calling this a Siberian wasteland?
So upset we created an entire festival.
So what's amazing,
we showed them
about how insecure and thin-skinned we are, is which side of that we decided to rebel against. Wasteland, you're like, yeah, fine, fair enough. Siberian, how dare you? We shall celebrate. I do think we are in a stage. I mean, obviously, if you have an opinion about anything, people are going to freak out about you. But I can't believe how sensitive people are about the weather.
Oh, yeah.
So sensitive.
Very upset.
We didn't used to be such crybabies about someone hurting our feelings.
Well, apparently we were.
Well, I guess we were. Yes, 100 years ago we were.
I created the whole winter.
Boy, I was winding up and you just popped that balloon.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
In 1 second.
Didn't mean to stop on your touchdown call there, but.
You're right. We've always been insecure.
Yeah.
What's amazing is I feel like if you say, you know what, it's too cold. It's too cold. People will be like, what? You're in favor of global warming, I guess? Why do you hate the earth?
Why are you surprised? You know, this is what happens in Minnesota. You don't like it, get out. You know?
Move somewhere else.
Yeah.
I'm not going to move somewhere else.
No.
I mean, I am going to tell you it's too cold.
Yeah.
You know, people are. Heather Brown on TV this week was beside herself with excitement that the temperature was going to flip like 40 degrees in a positive direction. She's like, oh, it's going to feel amazing. Yeah. I'm like, Heather, it's 15 below.
Yeah.
It's going to flip for sure, and it's still going to be cold 40 degrees later. So I have a strategy with the weather. I wonder if you do, too, when it comes to getting dressed. 651-461-9226. You can text or you can call. I have multiple winter coats. How many winter coats do you have? And what coat are you wearing right now? That's what I want to know at 651-461-9226. When it is 4 degrees, I mean, for me, that's about coat number 5 on the severity scale. Okay. I feel like this is what we need. This would be a weather forecast that's useful, right? So like when we're talking about a tornado, you have the EF scale.
Sure.
We need the
WC scale, winter coat scale.
Winter coat. I mean, I feel like we could get this sponsored by like Tide Cleaners or Pilgrim
or North Face or, I mean,
Asco Finlayson. They make coats. Somebody could hop on this.
For sure.
But like you can be at, you know, a level 1 coat, which that's what I wear at the start of winter.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know, a thinnish. Still, yeah. still like
a little something
below
the
waist.
The,
it's long enough. It's going to block the wind. Yeah. It's like heavier than a windbreaker. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you go, well, then you've got like your dressy winter coat. Like if you're going to go to a fancy dinner.
Sure.
Or gala. I don't know. Are people going to galas? A lot of our
listeners. I mean, if anybody would know, it'd be you. So I don't. You're
very relatable. Line. Very relatable.
Yeah.
You've got the, like, the outdoor activity winter coat.
Sure.
So, like, maybe you're going ice skating or sledding. Mm-hmm. That's a different winter coat.
Yeah.
And then you've got, like, the serious winter coat. Like, that is what I'm wearing right now. It is, actually. It is the Asco Finlayson winter coat. It is very warm. I think they developed it with, like, an Arctic explorer.
Sure.
And Eric Dayton. So a Dayton and an explorer, and they're like, here's the warmest coat you'll need.
What about those coats that have, like, the electronics inside, you know, the warmers in there? Is that, like, still a fine?
To me, that's too far. Like,
are
I don't...
Are you pushing it? Okay.
I am concerned about having electrodes that close to my body. I just, like, to me...
Something goes wrong. Something will really go wrong.
Now, one of our texters says I have only one winter coat. I just have more layers underneath.
That's, you know...
That's smart. I also have been adding more layers underneath, but it's a fad. It's a fad. And that Katie Steiner on the morning news today was on the rooftop, and I was like, Katie, it looks very cold up there. And Katie is pregnant, and she said that she has another... human keeping her warm.
Well, I mean, that makes sense.
Which is funny and creepy at the same time.
No, there's all, yeah. There's
and
all
true, also true.
Which it's is great for local like, television.
It's very good. It's perfect morning fodder.
See, for me, it's more of a hat issue than a coat issue. Being a member of the Bald Brotherhood,
correct.
Once it gets below about 50 degrees, you got to have something up there because without any insulation in your attic, you get a good, you know, gust of wind across the bow. Yeah. It gets your attention real quick. So I got to have some sort of hat on. With just, you know, a little pork pie hat or a snap cap or one of those kind of things, you know, because I'm a hipster like that.
Right.
But once it gets to a point where, okay, now it's like seriously cold. Now I got to go with the Love Your Melon beanie is usually what I'm going with.
Very nice.
And if it gets seriously cold,
fine local.
Then I have a balaclava or whatever, the whole hood thing, right, that goes over your, you know, covers the face and you tighten that sucker up.
I do have one of those, right?
Yeah, you got to have that at some point.
That's hardcore.
Yeah.
That's what I get out like when I we used to have an ice fishing trip that a bunch of friends would do up on Lake Mille Lacs, and you would need that.
Yeah, for sure.
Another texter takes a hot sauna. This is how we have to say this.
No, we don't have to say it like that.
If I say sauna, I get like angry emails.
If you say sauna, you're going to get angry emails.
What's the right way to say it?
Well, I mean,
have the hipsters gone bananas about the sauna?
By the way, I don't know. It's a thing.
Weird, right? Are people having sex in the sauna? Is that
I don't want to know. I could be real honest with you. I mean, whatever people do on their own time is their business.
Sweaty.
I don't need that picture in my head.
I don't know what people are doing. None of my business. the texts are just glorious. The sauna taker then gets into dad's old snowmobile suit. That's got to be warm. Right? Head-to-toe protection.
Because it's probably asbestos or something lining that sucker, you know? I mean, if it's old enough.
I'm getting it. Do we have the la-di-da? Can you play? Do we have the la-di-da?
We don't have that. No.
Chad's not here. It only gets loaded in when Chad is here. I got two la-di-das from two different texters.
Really?
Someone has two, one for church, one for everything else. I can't afford to look in the window at Ascom Finlayson. And then I like this idea. Instead of the WC scale, the winter coat, perhaps we need the freeze your cojones scale.
Well, that'd be another way to go,
We're not on the top level. I mean, we're above zero.
Yeah.
There's a lot of outdoor stuff going on.
It's when we were hitting the minus, 30 wind chills and stuff, and we had those warnings. That's the five. That's the top scale, right?
That is the top.
Yeah.
It's too much.
If you're using the term polar vortex, then we're there. You're there.
Yeah. I mean, if you're closing school because it's 30 below air temperature, it's too cold. We have a big show today, as always, on a Friday. A lot of fun for you as you're kind of sliding into the weekend. Major Garrett will join us from CBS News. Lots to talk about from the Supreme Court opening to kind of some breaking news on infrastructure in Pittsburgh today, so we'll talk about that. Shaletta's with us at 105, and we're going to have a little talk about the Minnesota Vikings. I think there's still a lot of excitement about the new general manager, and so we'll take a look, you know, maybe today a coach, right? Do you think it's too soon to say, like, today we could – the leaks – could start happening? I don't know. You feel like if you wait too long, there's nobody left.
Well, there's that. You know, the other trick of it is I'm hearing more next week has been the conventional wisdom. I'd be kind of surprised if you heard something today, because there may be people that Kwesi wants to interview that the staff that, you know, do the GM interviews and coach interviews hadn't interviewed yet.
Right.
Plus, you got a guy like Eric Bieniemy sitting with the Kansas City Chiefs that you can't talk to until either the Chiefs lose on Sunday or after the Super Bowl. So is that somebody that he wants to pursue? So there may be some situations like that.
All right. And as always, you can expect this show to please some and offend others. One responder to my question about the sauna said they indeed have gotten sweaty in the sauna. And then the other person called me a sicko and said, this is the radio, not... I'm not familiar with this website. Yeah. Some sort of hub?
Some sort of hub.
I don't know what they're talking about.
Yes. The term that we like to use on the Chad Hartman show is, you're a sick puppy.
Well, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've got 3 hours of Jason DeRusha, one sick puppy, here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Friday afternoon on CCO Radio, Jason DeRusha in for Chad Hartman. Chad's back Monday. I'll be on TV, Channel 4, on there from 4:30 to 7. And again, for mid-morning, 9 to 10. So we appreciate when you're not listening to Vanita in the morning. Pop over and check us out on TV. Have you looked for your free N95 mask yet? Oh, I'm sorry. You were hoping for this maybe a year ago. Is that right? You're not rushing out right now to get your free N95s? The federal government is here to help. That's what they do. They're a little late. You know, who could have seen this coming? How would the federal government know? They just thought that the cloth mask that Aunt Sally put together for you is going to be fine, even though... from the beginning, all of the scientists were saying, like, well, you know, like, it's kind of an airborne little, tiny little guy. Not sure that this cloth mask is helping you. It has been good to see how many people have switched. And it is somewhat, you know, here's the thing about masks. People obsess about masks. The people who hate masks believe that their fundamental freedoms are being incinerated because they are being told to wear a mask in certain circumstances. The people who love masks are freaking out whenever they see someone who doesn't have a mask. And then there are those of us in the middle who say, yeah, I'll put on a mask if you think that'll help. Sure, fine. Now we've learned that we need better masks. And so N95s and KN95s are kind of the suggestion. And I think I've seen, you know, I feel like I've seen a majority of people switching to surgical masks, kind of the ones that, frankly, I thought were the cheap ones, you know. And so I was wearing my cloth mask instead of, like, the surgical mask. Now I wear KN95 masks. I bought a bunch of them at the Costco at the... There's a Costco business center in Northeast Minneapolis. They had a bunch of those masks. Dan, what do you
If you can buy them in bulk, you can get the N95s at a fairly reasonable cost. So for a while, for most of the pandemic, I've been wearing, this is a mask I'm holding up that people can't see on the radio, but from Honeywell.
Okay.
That has, it's a fabric outer liner, but you'll see there's a filter inside, and it's a replaceable filter.
All right.
I'm not sure that it's N95 rated per se. But it's certainly an upgrade from any kind of cloth mask.
Yeah, you can tell, right? You can tell when you're wearing a better mask because if you burp while you're wearing it, it just comes right back to you.
It's not good.
Aggressive way.
It's not good. Yeah.
That is the test. I think if you talk to scientists, if you ask the researchers, they say, go ahead, get yourself a Chicago dog from Walkin' Dog in downtown Minneapolis. loaded up with celery salt, sport peppers, and a pickle, and then just let it happen.
God bless Dave, by the way. He's still there. He's still doing it. Good for him, man. If you're downtown Minneapolis, what used to be the Crown Plaza, I don't know what they're calling it now because that hotel, I think, even is getting replaced. But right on the corner there, 2nd and 7th, you go inside, walking dog set up there. Great hot dogs.
That's what I may be telling a story too close to my personal experience today.
Maybe, you think?
Is that
maybe?
What's happening? Yeah. Dan knows what I have.
Since I knew you were here when I came around the corner and smelled your food before I saw you, yeah, that could have been it.
If you want the government's free N95 masks, we know that Hy-Vee Pharmacies has them. You can get 3 for free. It is nice to get them for free because the KN90, well, nothing's for free. You're paying for it. It's your tax dollars, right? But KN95s, when I got them at Costco, I think they worked out to be about 65 cents a crack. That's not inexpensive when you're outfitting your family of four.
Nope. Yeah.
And the N95s are closer to what, $1.50 or so if you buy them online?
It depends on how
depends
big a
how
bulk
many you buy.
Yeah, I mean, that you buy. But, yeah.
But you can get them for free. They'll give you 3 of them. And a bunch of pharmacies are going to have them. But we, CVS expects to get them soon, Walgreens, Walmart. But right now we know they're at Hy-Vee.
I was at a CVS this morning and they did not have them yet.
Did not.
So hopefully very soon.
Yeah. So, all right. You're up to date on that. Make sure you do whatever you feel is best for you and your family, and follow the laws, of course. Don't be a jerk and argue with people when they tell you that you've got to wear a mask. It is 12:29. We're going to do weather and traffic, and then Major Garrett, nice enough to join us on Fridays. We'll talk with Major and CBS News in minutes here on CC.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yo. Major Garrett joining us live here on CCO. Major, thanks for coming on today. Appreciate it.
It's my regular Friday appearance. I would not miss it.
I know a lesser man would have said, talk to the morning news anchor at WCCO, hard pass. But
no, I want to keep it in the family, for goodness sake.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Now we're now streaming, by the way, on CBS News.
So yes.
They added 3 letters to the CBS N, which how many meetings do you think that took?
It took about 700 meetings, 1,400 memos, and then probably 6.5 months of HR intervention, even though HR's got nothing to do with it.
They have cracked it. We're set now. That's CBS. And I could never be a news executive. Do you think you could? Wouldn't you lose your mind? You're like, are we still talking about this? Who cares?
Yes, exactly. As if you were unsure what the N stood for.
They didn't. No one knew. They did extensive study. CBSN?
Yes.
I'm intrigued, but I'm not sure. What if we called it CBS News? I'm in.
Wow. Yes.
Brilliant.
But the important thing is,
yes,
in our industry, streaming is where the audience can be found. A new audience can be found, 100%. Because I know from my three children, the youngest is 21, the oldest is 27. They've never watched me on CBS television.
Right.
Never. Even though as they were all going through college, it was financially important for them.
Well, yeah. Don't they know who's paying the bills? My kids get mad if I watch some other channel. They're like, what are you watching that for? I'm like, jeesh. My kids are a couple of media critics, though. I will tell you, they watch the CBS Evening News with Norah O'Donnell most nights on TV in our kitchen. And they have feedback, let's just say. Sometimes it's about the set or the, and you're looking at this stuff and you're like, please don't go into television. Just please keep your criticism here in the kitchen. I want you to have a better career than this.
Yes, so make sure you pop extra popcorn tonight. Nora's off tonight. I'm sitting in for her. So
excellent.
Popcorn that can be thrown at the kitchen TV tonight.
All right. Well, I won't let the kids know that I talked to you, and then I'll get their real feedback.
Yes, exactly. And then please, whatever you do, don't share it with
me. I will not. No. We're all very delicate. We can't. There are certain
types. Hot house flour, kids. Yes. Hot house flour. That's
right. That's right. There are certain kinds of feedback that we can handle no problem, but something like that would cut. That would cut too deep. The big news, of course, this week, Stephen Breyer, the Supreme Court. Were you surprised? I mean, it seemed like he was going to hang on and not step down. What do you think changed?
So there are two ways to put this in the surprise category. Was I surprised that this word came? No. It was a surprise when it came and the methodology by which it came. As Jan Crawford, our Supreme Court reporter, had been telling us in internal communications for the last couple of 3 weeks, if not months, we should prepare ourselves for Breyer stepping down at the end of this term. We just don't know when that's going to be made clear. And typically, and I've done this since 1990 when I first got to Washington, every time a Supreme Court justice announces a retirement, that's what they do. They set it in motion. It's released by the court. Then the White House responds. There's always some subterranean coordination, but that's not the way it happened this time. It's like, somebody has heard from Breyer. There's nothing from the court. In our conversations, meaning Jan Crawford's conversations with justices, they're like, we don't know anything about it. We're not commenting. We're not going to confirm this because it hasn't come out officially. So it had this kind of strange quality to it for about 24 hours. And you can't separate that from the fact that President Biden's poll numbers are down, Democrats are discouraged, and boy, could they use a unifying fight to have in front of them and kind of something that they can point to instead of picking over the remains of two conspicuous legislative failures, Build Back Better and voting rights. And the Breyer announcement does precisely that. And so that way it felt a little bit surprising in the way it came out and the exact timing of it. Not that he was going to step down.
And obviously there are, I mean, justices don't live and operate in a vacuum. Stephen Breyer knows that Democrats, barely, but Democrats have the ability to pass along a new justice. And if he doesn't do this now, almost certainly Republicans are going to have the ability to at least block and obfuscate and kind of mess with it.
Sir, certainly. He did not want to make this a sort of summer doldrums confirmation battle, which if he hadn't announced it until June, that's what it would have been. It would have been a July, August, early September thing. He's like, no, I want to make my intentions clear now so the president has a schedule before him. The president said he's going to tell the country at the end of February, which means a confirmation process probably sometime March, April, May. I do think Democrats are going to not slow walk it, but be very deliberate. They're going to emphasize the deliberate and all deliberate speed pledge they've made to the country for a couple of practical reasons. One, this will be a history-making nominee, straight up. History, whoever it is.
Yeah.
It'll be the first African-American woman. And Democrats want the country to spend some time thinking about that. And just think about the news coverage right now. this is a very different and important moment for the country, because not only is there going to be an African-American woman nominated and in all likelihood confirmed to the Supreme Court, as we look at the potential nominees, they're all African-American women, because that's what the president has said.
Right.
For this seat, I'm going to be very specific. The first qualifying criterion is African-American woman, because we've never had one. And so as everyone looks at the shortlist, they see names and faces that they've actually never seen before.
Yeah.
That in itself has political consequences. And I think Democrats are going to play that out for a while.
And it is, I mean, it is striking. And I understand there are people who think that because the president made that qualification number one, in a way it lessens potentially the fact that you're also picking the best person for the job, perhaps, you know, by saying I'm picking the best African-American woman. But I think when you read the qualifications and you learn more about these justices, I don't know about you, Major, but you look at this and think how ridiculous that none of these women have been put up for nomination before.
Precisely. And it's that vacuum. It's that gap that the president is intentionally trying to not only address, but redress and say, look, yes, I know to a certain number of you, you might think, well, you're by definition excluding other equally qualified candidates. You know what? I am.
Yeah.
Because we've had 104 men.
Right. Right.
All but two of them white. Okay. And we're a diverse country that is going through changes that are important, not only in terms of how we talk and what the codes and our laws say, but how we actually see and experience this process and live within it. And so we're going to have a living African-American woman nominated to the Supreme Court and likely sitting in one of those nine seats. That's going to not fundamentally alter the court, but it will change the way we think about it.
Yeah.
And the president's being like, yes, that's my intention. Mm-hmm, straight up. Judge me if you will, but there has to be a first, and I'm going to be the first on this first.
I do think it's interesting, and as journalists, you know, we have I don't have a position on any of the potential candidates. And the reality is there are nine Supreme Court justices. There's no one person who's like, ah, this is the one who should have this job. We've seen Supreme Court justices be incredibly influential and transformative and successful from all sorts of different backdrops. So who knows who a good candidate would be? I do think sometimes there is benefit, though. I will take a position and say, I think it's okay to sometimes just talk about race and gender and say, you know what? We should have had a black woman on the court, just because there are incredibly eminently qualified black women in the judiciary.
Precisely.
Just say it. It's all right.
Just say it. Exactly. And you know, you could go through the roster of people nominated and confirmed. You know, was Sandra Day O'Connor the best possible jurist that could ever have been nominated to the high court?
No. Of course not.
But she was nominated. She served not only well, but exceedingly well. And her arrival on the court was a turning point in the way the country thought about the court. Yeah. And who put her there? Ronald Reagan, who said it was my intention to name the first woman because it matters. You know, it matters in time and space and sequence. And we've reached a point in our history where the time and space and sequence, because this president made no, this was not ambiguous. Not ambiguous at all.
This South is Carolina what I'm doing. Yeah.
On CBS, he said, if I'm nominated and I win and there's a vacancy, I'm going to select an African-American woman, period. And guess what? They heard it in South Carolina. They heard it in every subsequent primary. He won the nomination. The country heard it. He was elected president. Guess what happens when all those things line up?
Yeah.
You get to make the choice.
Yeah. And the people who don't like it, let's be honest, they don't like Joe Biden anyway. So it doesn't matter.
Right. And that's fine. And that level of disagreement is part of our American democratic political experience. I got no problem with that. I'm just saying, and I don't have a dog in this, son. I'm just saying, just as President Trump, when he was a candidate, long before he became a nominee, said, you know what? I'm going to put out a list of people. No one had ever done that before. And that list became a galvanizing force in Republican circles, particularly among fence-sitting Republicans who weren't sure they were really going to vote for Donald Trump. But she just said, you know what? If he wins, I know what his list is on the Supreme Court. I know he's prioritized that. That's more than I know about Hillary Clinton, so I'm going to stick with Trump. So the politics of Supreme Court and Supreme Court picks is basically baked into our Democratic cake now, small d.
Yeah.
And so for President Biden to have made that same pledge is no more political than any of Donald Trump's pledges. You know, they're the same. And guess what? When you win, you get to make your choice.
Right. Yeah. It was extremely effective for Donald Trump and will be perhaps the most lasting legacy of his presidency. The change.
Three
in education.
Supreme Court justices.
That's
absolutely
amazing.
Absolutely.
And all of them are
absolutely
young. Absolutely. They're all young.
Yes. Absolutely. No doubt.
You, besides anchoring the CBS Evening News tonight, your podcast, The Takeout, comes out on Fridays. What's going on the podcast today?
So the other big news of this week, and it's going to be news for quite a while, I think, is Ukraine. And we have Holly Williams, our brilliant and brave senior foreign correspondent, who's been in Kyiv, the capital of Ukraine, for 8 days. We talked to her yesterday, and we covered everything that we could cover in 45 minutes. That's what I think is one of the beautiful parts of The Takeout. It's a long-running conversation, essentially a reporter's notebook. Everything that she's seeing and experiencing, from government officials to people who are in taxi cabs in the supermarkets, what are traffic patterns like? Are people buying weapons when they can? Matter of fact, they are. What are they doing with those weapons? Oh, on weekends, they're training to become parts of a militia. Wow, okay. We heard all that from Holly Williams. So up close, not from the State Department, not from some podium, a reporter, deeply experienced, more than a dozen trips to Ukraine. She goes into great detail about what she's seen before, how it feels differently now, so it's a really good conversation.
Has she seen any of the German helmets that the Germans are sending in?
Not yet.
Not yet, no, okay. That's an impressive ally stepping up, you know? I'm sending in the helmets.
Helmets.
You need a helmet? Major, you gonna... I mean, if I were in Ukraine, I would want a helmet. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, yes.
And I would say, it would... I mean, fine German engineering, you know, the Volkswagen, Braun, an excellent shaver. I'm sure they make some of the best helmets going. Count on it. You can count on it.
Surplus helmets for Ukraine. There we go.
That's wonderful. All right. Major Garrett, thanks for being with us. This was terrific. I enjoyed it. Seth and Sam are my kids' names. If you want to work that into the newscast tonight, Nora says, set your DVR at the end. You could say, hi, Seth and Sam. That would be great.
There we go. We'll see how it goes. We'll
okay.
It goes.
Very good. Very, very good. All right, Major Garrett on the Chad Hartman Show. I'm Jason DeRussia. 12:51. Quick break and back in a minute. 12:56, News Talk 830 WCCO. Dow Jones looking good. What a goofy week.
Oh,
if you're
a roller coaster.
Tracking your money.
We had Brian Sullivan from CNBC on earlier in the week after those first two ridiculous days of the week.
Yeah.
And the question obviously is what's going on.
Right.
And
yeah.
His detailed, honest, insightful answer was, I have no idea.
I have no idea. Dow is up more than 200 points, up 242 right now. We're also watching here in the Twin Cities, obviously, when there's news of a bridge collapse, we take notice, right? The single, I would argue that the worst day in modern history in the state of Minnesota was the date that the 35W bridge went down in that river. Because it was a collapse of more than just a bridge. It was a collapse of kind of a promise that you have between a citizen and the government, and that is that the bridges won't fall down. I mean, it's very simple, right? And it was an awful, awful day. Just a terrible day. I was one of the first reporters down there, and I remember every moment of it. It was terrible. So today, as we watch in Pittsburgh, a bridge that went down there, incredibly fortunate. I mean, the images, you know, the highways are so different out there where this bridge is very much in a wooded area. But a bus on the bridge, no serious injuries as far as we can tell. CBS will have the latest on that in their news. Shaletta is going to join us in the next hour. We'll talk, it's Shaletta. Who the heck knows what we'll talk about? There is some Minnie Mouse makeover conversation and falling iguanas. I have topics I want to get to, but I think we know who's in charge of that segment. 12:58 is the Lindus Construction Time Check. Time to see if your home's windows and insulation are as energy efficient as they could be. CBS News coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.